I'm off tomorrow. John Loftman will be filling in for me tomorrow for being here. So today is like my Friday, but it's a Thursday. So
do you have one foot out the door already?
No, not really. I'm just planning. Yes, I guess I have the foot in the present and the foot in the future. Right? We all have to do that. You have to live in the now, but yet we also have to figure out what's in the future.
Well said.
And let's talk with Barb Piscopo. She lives in the past. Well, I don't know. It's the Lorraine Historical Society.
She covers all the bases.
Wow, she's the past, the present, and the future. Good morning, Barb. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and what a transition that was.
Well, right? You're the Lorraine Historical Society, and you think, and then you look to the future with your planning, and then tonight in the present, tonight at 6:30 at the Lorraine Historical Society at the Carnegie Center, you're having another, or like the end of the year charrette event.
That's correct. We are. And I guess let me connect the past, the future, and the present, if I will. I know we are a historical society, and we do have a responsibility to educate and preserve the past of the city of Lorraine, and we do take that responsibility very seriously. But what is also important and part of our vision that we identified when we did a strategic planning process 2 years ago now is to help people utilize that knowledge and understanding of the past to create a better future. The past is the past, unfortunately. It is not coming back, or maybe for some people, fortunately, their past isn't coming back. But the reality is that we need to be rooted in an understanding of our history in order to have a better grasp of how to create a future. And so it's for that reason and that vision statement that really led us to join with other organizations in the city of Lorraine way back a year ago now to start planning the charrette process. So it culminates tonight in that the conversation will surround the areas of planning for the future and actually taking action.
So, Barb, what are you looking for from people who attend?
Okay, so we're looking for people who were able to participate in one of the earlier charrettes. So we ran a series in March, and then we ran a series again in September. And we had over 150 people participate in one of those two series, and we also had people participate online in September. And so we're inviting those folks to bring their friends to come tonight and take the five areas that we've identified as critical to Lorraine's redevelopment if in 5 years we will be the jewel on the North Coast. And those five areas include active transportation, improving our schools and our youth, waterfront and lakefront redevelopment, downtown development, and history, arts, and culture. So those are the five areas that the participants in the charrettes felt we really need to focus on going forward if we are going to achieve our vision in 5 to 10 years of being considered the jewel on the North Coast.
Now, you're going to develop an action plan. So you're going to actually have things that concrete things that can be done or should be done in the next 5 years.
Exactly. And that's what the people are to come up with tonight. So they will pick their area of interest, pick the one of the five areas that they really want to get behind and put their time behind in 2018 and identify one, two, or three initiatives that they could do in 2018 that would be steps taken with actual results in 2018 to show that we are really working toward a better future in that area. So for example, in active transportation, the charrette captain who's taking charge of that is Eric Newsom. He is a Lorraine resident. He participated in the first charrette and also was a captain for the second series. And we are collaborating with the Lorraine County General Health District on initiatives for active transportation. And the committee that's interested in that will meet and design their process for 2018.
We're talking today with Barb Piscopo with the Lorraine County the Lorraine Historical Society. We've buried a time capsule the other day.
That's all right. I totally get it. It's confusing.
Barb, have you done a time capsule there in Lorraine yet?
No, we have not.
Is there one out there?
You know, I really don't know. We have had a variety of time capsules, if you will, in cornerstones of various historic buildings. For example, when they get ready to raise the old St. Joe's Hospital, they open the cornerstone, and there was a time capsule of sorts in there. And we had a lovely ceremony where they the hospital gave that time capsule over to the Historical Society, and we have that on display. There were similar things in the Lorraine High School when that was torn down. Those elements of that time capsule were held by us temporarily, and now that they have a new high school, those were given back to the schools. And then we also have one for the old Carnegie Library building. When we opened that cornerstone, there were contents in there that the Lorraine Public Library preserved, and now they have given those over to us since we are the new occupants of that building.
Now, when people are having going tonight to the meeting, a lot of these things have, I don't know, I don't want to say political, but there's the school system, the waterfront, the development. How do you work with people who are sort of in control of a lot of these elements to
well, what we've tried to do is, in the whole process, we really have said we are a grassroots movement. We're not ignoring city government. We're not ignoring city organizations by all means. But we are looking at ourselves as things that people, individuals can do that don't really require a lot of money, that don't really require the assistance of city government. They're just things that good people who believe in their city can do and take initiative to do. So, for example, last year when we had the March Charrette, a group of people united with the National Group of Negro Businesswomen, and we beautified downtown Broadway by cleaning it up on Pride Day and planting flowers in the different areas along Broadway of downtown from, I believe it was either 10th or 9th Street all the way down to the lake. So there are simple things that people can do without saying, oh, why isn't our government doing this? And we want to say to people, you know, instead of blaming, instead of saying what's not done, take some initiative, put a little bit of money and mostly time behind it and do some things. And then to your other point, are we ignoring the organizations? Are we ignoring the schools? Are we ignoring, let's say, the Port Authority that has some initiatives around the waterfront? No, we're trying to partner with them. We're trying to say, you know, here, we're bringing to you, hopefully, you know, 10, 15 people that are interested in what you are doing. How can we work together? How can they be the community support to do some things that, you know, don't require anything but people that are willing to do hard work? I always talk about the East Side Block Watch, and other block watches have sprung up, but they happen to be a group that has partnered with the city to renovate Century Park and Harbor House there. And they're just a group of hardworking individuals that, you know, have worked with the blessing of the city to do something on their own, give of their time. I'm sure they put some money into it themselves, and they've really redone one of the beautiful parks in Lorraine. So individual people can do a lot in cooperation with other organizations.
This brings together all different cultures from the community, all different generations, I suppose, too.
That is the hope. That really is the hope. I have to say that if you were to look at the people that participated, we certainly did have our seniors there. We've had many outspoken seniors who participated. But we've had a large number of younger people, and I think that's really critical. Obviously, they're the reasons we're doing this. You know, in 10, 20 years, they're the people that are going to reap the benefits of anything that is done now. And I'm very pleased to see so many, you know, and when I say younger, I probably mean 40 and under. So younger is a relative term depending on your age. But, you know, people 40 and younger in Lorraine who love Lorraine, who call Lorraine home, and they're willing to step up to the plate and take their place in making their city better. And I think the older generation needs to see that. Sometimes they say, oh, our young people aren't interested in anything. And that, frankly, is not true. So they need to listen up and be aware of what's going on, because the young people are interested and involved.
I'm sure if you look back at Lorraine's history, you'll think, sometimes we think of history, we think of older people, or there's some sort of, you know, patriarch or whatever. But there's a lot of young people at that time who are driving it forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's time for that generation to say, with respect for all the things that the older generation has done to preserve a wonderful cultural heritage in our city. Let's make a little bit of room for some new ideas and ways to do things differently.
Before I let you go, what's good at the gift shop? It's kind of the gift giving, gifts, you know, for the holidays. People want to maybe give a little bit of Lorraine to somebody. What's good at the gift shop these days?
How much time do you have? Anyway, we had our holiday open house on Sunday in partnership with Zelix Florist, and it was a huge success. We still do have many items available. We have some Lorraine-themed coasters, some Lorraine-themed mugs. We've got, of course, our beautiful Afghan from last year. We've got some slates that honor the lighthouse. You know, this is the 100th anniversary, so we're kind of stretching that out all the way to the end of 2017. We've got coloring books that are Lorraine-themed. You know, adult coloring books are the rage these days. We have some beautiful stained glass lighthouses that you can hang on your window and remember the jewel on the port. So there are a lot of things that people can purchase, and also some wonderful children's books written by Megan Fisher. So those are available for grandkids.
Barb Piscopo with the Lorraine Historical Society. Your closeout charrette is taking place tonight at 6:30 to 8. Again, you're looking for people who are participating in the other previous charrettes as well. And mm-hmm. this is the other sort of develop an action plan. People want to find out more about that or the things you're doing at the Historical Society, where's a good place to get some details?
Our website is perfect, lorainehistory.org. You can check out our Facebook page, the Lorraine Proud Facebook page, or call it 245-2563.
Barb, thanks very much, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You're so welcome. Same to you guys.
By the way, are you doing any baking? Is this time? Are you still spend some time to do any baking?
No, yes, I am. I'm doing some coffee cakes.
Absolutely. Thanks, Barb. Have a good day.
Sure. You're welcome. Bye-bye.